Yeah, it's just he used the word wrong. I just don't accept that. That's not an excuse.
The reason,
and if that is the reasoning, that is that as Corns is alluding to, how are you getting this so wrong? If that's a reason you want a guy to leave the footy club because you don't believe he's going to get the best out of himself because his family's living away. That's so insensitive and wrong based on assumptions. It's a totally wrong way to look at it. He's alluding to you and Lordo that you're wrapping your hands and arms around this guy and offering all the support you can. Now you're going to get through this, mate. We're going to make this easier for you. It's a really tough decision. To use that is an excuse. I don't accept that at all. It's looking worse and worse.
And it goes against Nathan Buckley, the Nathan Buckley we've seen in the last few years.
Yeah.
That's why I'm intrigued by Nathan's role in all this.
It's just getting worse and worse. And again, as Cornsy said, for the Collingwood Footy Club, that's the excuse of why they're asking Adam Treloar to leave. Really? That just reflects really poorly on you guys.
Yeah. So I must admit, when I heard that his partner Kim was going up and playing on the Gold Coast, given he'd been so open about his anxiety, I thought, how is this going to work
tough.
For Adam?
Yep.
And then he was asked about it on 360. He was a bit defensive about, you know, we haven't just decided this overnight. We've thought about it.
Yep.
We've talked through it. So from what it suggests to me is this is they don't think Adam is a big part of their future.
Yes.
And the bonus is they're getting some of his salary. A big part of it is they're getting some of his salary off their cap.
Yep.
If they wanted him to be there, as you say, they would wrap their arms around him and make Adam's environment as good as possible.
Yep.
That he plays
and
good football.
Put the support around him and his partner up there with help or whatever it is. I'm sure he's doing the same with her parents or
She was on Drive with Annie and Bob. Her mum's going up and her sister's going up to support her.
So like he's saying, they've thought about it. They've put a plan in place for her to get the best out of herself and for the family, this situation to work, and then therefore get Adam to get the best out of himself and perform for the Collingwood Footy Club. If it actually is true, that's just...
It just goes against everything that Nathan Buckley has
so
shown what he's been in recent times.
Insensitive.
So that would really surprise me. And the article that came out, Tom Morris had in his story the other day that he was suddenly not coachable. Well, you don't offer a 5-year deal to a guy that's not coachable. So where's that? We've never heard that before about Adam.
And that's not something you can't work through with a player.
Correct. it's a fascinating story. We've got a couple of people that have jumped on the IMAR Insurance Open Line. If you want to join us, 1300 2355 48. A couple in particular want to talk about Adam Treloar. First of all, Michael in Creswick. G'day, Michael.
G'day, fellas. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I was just wanting to speak. Well, now that you bring that up, I was just thinking, what Collingwood thinking of, say, if Treloar does go, what is Collingwood investing in after he does go? Like, I know we're in a tight cap space, but what are we going after? There's not too much floating around what we're going to do, and Buckley's come out and said that we're going to be aggressive in the trade period. I just want to know, what are we going for?
Well, Brendan spoke about this yesterday. It's got to be infilled internally, short term, because the cap is a problem.
Yep, cap's a problem, mate. So I think we're all making assumptions, but it's the cap issue that's got their hands tied. So we talked about it before. Someone asked a similar question. What are you targeting? Targeted Cameron, but there would have been a lot of other people or a couple others that had to leave apart from Treloar to get Cameron. So they're not going for anything outside the footy club or recruiting anyone because they can't because of the cap space. So fill it internally. And I think that's the only, they don't have too many options, really.
Yep.
It's got to come from internally because we all think the reason for this Adam Treloar exit is because of salary cap space and to ease it and fix it.
Yep, absolutely. Jim from Noble Park wants to talk about Adam as well. G'day, Jim.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm just looking at it on a different angle. I'm just looking, if I was a female partner of one of the Collingwood players or even another AFL player's partner, a female, so we're talking about employment. Basically, what the precedent is set at this moment, if Collingwood's pursuing it as the way they are, is that if you're a female, they're saying basically, don't leave the state, because if you leave the state, your partner's role at this club might be in jeopardy. So they're actually, this is clubs come out and say women's sports, we want to play for women's football. Blah, blah. We're actually saying a female has made a decision to go into state, to go and work, which happens to be netball at this stage, and the club's basically saying, we don't want your husband anymore to play for us because you guys aren't going to be able to work it out. So basically, any female that makes that decision going forwards would be scared. If I was a Collingwood partner of one of the players, I'd be thinking, do they really care about us as females who are trying to... Basically, they want a housewife that stays at home, that supports her husband. That's what they're saying. If she suddenly leaves now, she's not going to be there to support him. So this doesn't really look good on the women's front. So I don't know what role Collingwood's trying to play in the community, trying to say that they're supporting women. But I don't think they are supporting women, because this woman wants to go and play, made a decision with her husband, and they're saying, no, your husband's not going to perform because you're going to leave the state. So it's a pretty bad angle when you look at it towards women, respecting women in the community.
It's an interesting take, and we heard Kane in his take there say, if he was another Collingwood player, you'd be raising eyebrows. But that's why it's not the reason. It's just, for mine, it's not the reason.
It can't be, because it does sound ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous.
And we tend to agree with you, mate, that it can't be the reason, yeah. And it's so insensitive, and it's not kind of humane. It's not the way you treat people.
Yeah, and you've got to put in the context too that this time last year it was suggested that maybe he might be on the move as well. So it's...
Can you remember the reasons why then when it was floated around?
No, I can't, to be honest. I don't think it certainly wasn't as strong as it is this time. So, yeah, we will hear from Collingwood at some stage, but if they're letting him go, they're trying to get the strongest possible trade, a bit like North Melbourne and Ben Brown. You don't want to come out too early. So it's a really, really complex situation.
I was thinking from Adam's point of view too, and his wife's, but just to hear that from the footy club, you don't trust me. There's again, it's that love thing. Imagine how he's feeling now.